O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Here's My Heart by Chris Tomlin, Jason Ingram, Louis Giglio, and sung by Lauren Daigle. The solo vocal with ambient synthesizer narrows the focus onto the text, which is repeated multiple times for additional emphasis. A laid-back percussion groove enters and provides additional texture. Throughout, the song is an offering of service to God, which beautifully parallels today's scripture passage as Samuel responds to the Lord's call with, "Here I am."
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Here's my heart. I am loved.
1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. The boy Samuel served the Lord in Eli's presence. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare, and prophetic visions were not widespread. One day, Eli, whose eyesight was failing, was lying in his usual place. Before the lamp of God had gone out, Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was located. Then the Lord God called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." He ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Once again, the Lord called Samuel. Samuel got up, went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "I didn't call you, my son," he replied. "Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Once again, for the third time, the Lord called Samuel. He got up, went to Eli, and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the boy. He told Samuel, "Go and lie down. If he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came, stood there, and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel responded, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The Lord said to Samuel, "I'm about to do something in Israel that everyone who hears about it will shudder. On that day, I will carry out against Eli everything I said about his family from beginning to end. I told him that I'm going to judge his family forever because of the iniquity he knows about. His sons are cursing God, and he has not stopped them. Therefore, I have sworn to Eli's family, the iniquity of Eli's family will never be wiped out by either sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay down until the morning. Then he opened the doors of the Lord's house. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." "Here I am," answered Samuel. "What was the message he gave you?" Eli asked. "Don't hide it from me. May God punish you and do so severely if you hide anything from me that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and did not hide anything from him. Eli responded, "He is the Lord. Let him do what he thinks is good." Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and he fulfilled everything Samuel prophesied. All Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was the confirmed prophet of the Lord.
Sometimes the word of the Lord seems quiet in our loud culture, and it may be that we as Christians are plugging our ears to it. But this is not the first time, and God does not leave us. 1 Samuel 3 begins with the boy Samuel ministering in the temple under the mentorship of elderly Eli the priest. The word of the Lord was rare then, and there was no frequent vision. Now it all takes place in the darkened temple, where the lamp of God flickers, signaling that hope has not died there. While the word of the Lord was rare, that was about to change. The boy Samuel hears a voice calling his name in the night, and unaware of the source because he didn't yet know the Lord, he runs to Eli, showing his eagerness. And Eli says, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." So Samuel goes back to bed, and the Lord calls his name again a second time. He comes to Eli, and Eli says, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." Well, God calls him a third time. And as Samuel runs to Eli, Eli discerns the Lord's involvement, and he instructs Samuel to respond, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." See, while Eli's priestly dynasty will soon die with him because he didn't lead his unruly and wicked sons, God still used Eli to direct Samuel to the Lord's voice and to also pass the torch on to Samuel. God, you see, can work through human rebellion and passivity, yet Eli stands as a warning to us to heed the word of the Lord and not just to tell others to do so. We must practice what we preach. So Samuel responds, "Speak, for your servant is listening." He was about to know the Lord and his word in a new way, and God spoke, assigning Samuel to be his mouthpiece. And Samuel responded faithfully with an open and willing heart. Well, Samuel's obedient response points to the ultimate obedience of Jesus. You see, Christ is the perfect and ultimate mouthpiece who heeds his Father's call amid all the voices in the culture that said, "Go the other way." He is the priest who never failed like old Eli did. Hebrews 1 begins by saying that God has spoken in the past in various ways through the prophets, but now he has spoken supremely and ultimately through his Son, through Jesus. And God is not calling you and me to be prophets, but he is calling us to listen to his Son and to get up and say, "Here I am, Lord, your servant is listening." And the Lord is so patient and persistent. Sometimes he calls out to us once or maybe 3 or 4 or 10 times, but he keeps calling us. And can you recognize the voice of God in the gospel, in the preaching of the word, in your reading of the scripture? Are you in the word this new year so that you can hear there the voice of Jesus calling out to you? The word of the Lord is more than a flicker, and as the ESV translation puts verse 19, his words will not fall to the ground. So as we walk into this new year, I encourage you to pray today, "Father, here I am. Your servant is listening. Help me to respond to the voice of Jesus, your Son."
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. "Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen."